Good afternoon. Rabies is a Lyssa virus that infects the nervous system and is almost uniformly fatal when it becomes symptomatic. Public health response to rabies exposure often includes post-exposure prophylaxis or PEP and animal quarantine recommendations. In 2010, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices recommendations reduced PEP from a 5-vaccine series to 4. In 2016, the National Association of State Public Health Veterinarians updated animal quarantine guidelines to no longer classify animals that are overdue on their vaccination the same as those who are unvaccinated. So why do we care about rabies in D.C.? Rabies is endemic in D.C. wildlife, and almost 20% of our area in D.C. is green space. So the D.C. Department of Health also routinely receives calls regarding animal quarantine, international and domestic exposures, and PEP recommendations. These often come asking advice for travelers that have been seen, and in some cases, which happened last month, can come too late, in which we had a case where in the National Capital Region where there was actually someone who traveled, was exposed, and did not receive the appropriate PEP and later died of rabies. We surveyed DC medical professionals to assess knowledge of rabies and knowledge on the new guidelines and recommendations. We did a 15-question survey via SurveyMonkey that looked at rabies knowledge in human and veterinary medical providers and asked about their clinical practices. The survey ran from December 2nd, 2016 to January 3rd, 2017 and included all licensed doctors of medicine, doctors of osteopathic medicine, and doctors of veterinary medicine in DC. So the survey went out by email, and 1,077 of 11,403 completed the survey, which we actually thought was pretty good. Among veterinarians, 125 out of 259 licensed in D.C. Responded, and among physicians, 952 of about 11,000 responded. I'm just going to present I'm going to highlight some answers to the survey that we sent out, and the correct answers are highlighted in yellow. So for the physicians, about 93% who responded had practiced clinically at least once a week. The top three specialties that responded were in internal medicine, pediatrics, and emergency medicine. Only 38% selected the correct answer for the rabies PEP schedule, the 4-dose series, and only 49% selected the proper anatomic site for vaccination. For the veterinary-specific questions, about 89% of those who answered said they practiced clinically at least once per week, and the top three specialties that responded were small animal general practice, emergency and critical care, and shelter medicine. They did a little bit better. About 73% knew the protocol for a cat that was vaccinated in the previous 6 months that had been a person. However, only about 19% of them knew the proper protocol for an unvaccinated dog that is bitten by fox or wildlife in general. So looking amongst all providers, so the majority of people did know that raccoons and bats were the most likely rabies reservoirs in D.C. However, we had some people who selected, about 4% who selected pigeon as a rabies reservoir, which cannot carry. Only 75% knew the proper protocol for a bat found in the bedroom of a sleeping child, which 75% seems good, but I still think low for that type of question. And then clinical signs of rabies, again, the majority seem to know the top three most common clinical symptoms, but some did select, about 10% selected hypothermia, alopecia, or maculopapular rash, which are not really associated with rabies. Again, transmission routes, everybody seemed to know the animal bite, but only half knew about feral scratch scratching a person, or if there was someone who was exposed to a high number of bats. And a small percentage, again, but still some, thought stuffing the feces of a feral cat or petting a healthy kitten might be an exposure for rabies. The majority of people did know that someone who is vaccinated for rabies still needs PEP. However, 13% didn't. So our conclusions from this is that there were major rabies knowledge gaps that we identified in both the human and veterinary medical communities, and it went across kind of all areas that we asked about in the survey, including current PEP recommendations, quarantine protocols, what the vectors are in DC, some rabies transmission. We are planning on doing some healthcare provider education. We've updated our website, and we're going to do a webinar particularly targeted at travel clinics. And we're also working on reporting improvements both internally and externally so that we can provide more guidance in a timely manner. And I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors.